פרגרף חף גימל, נמצא שאחר סוכס ביום שמיני עצרס, שעוז גמר התיקן של ראש השונה, so after סוכס, on the holiday of שמיני עצרס, which is the completion of the תיקון that started on ראש השונה, שיועצן משונה שעברו לזויס השונה החדושה, whereby we're leaving the previous year and entering into the new year, שעיקר התיקון הסחצ'וס, whereby the main tikkun, the main achievement, the main way of accomplishing this best is by being new, feeling brand new. Ve'al kein maschilin oz ha-Torah mechodosh. That's why we start the Torah new, brand new. We make a whole new beginning. Ki ikar ha-hischachus hu ischachus ha-das va-moyach, shehu klolius ha-Torah kdosha. Because the main hischachus, Rav Nosson Zal showing us here, that in order for a person to have hischachus, they don't have to repaint their house. They don't have to throw out all the old appliances and bring in new appliances. Hischachus is a frame of mind. It's in your brain. If you want, you can approach, you can walk into your kitchen every day, your old kitchen, yesterday's kitchen, and walk into it feeling brand new. Wow, look what Hashem gave me. Look at that. The lights work. The lights go on. And look at this, the fridge. I have a refrigerator that keeps all my food cold and fresh. And I have an oven. Look at this. I can make all, I can do a million things today. I can bake and cook and do everything in this wonderful kitchen that Hashem gave me today. Today. So Rav Nosson Zal says that the Iker is chachus hadas va-moyach. The main hischachus is renewing one's thinking, one brain, one's consciousness. Shehu klolius ha-Torah, she the das is a is the Torah. Shetzrichin lahascheloiso ato mechodosh, and this is why now we're looking to start the Torah from scratch, brand new, from the beginning. V'al kein tzivoson Hashem yisborach shegam kedushas bayis shelonu nischadeshos, and this is why at that time, on Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, when we're starting the Torah again, we're starting the Torah brand new, Hashem also instructed us to start, make a whole new beginning in our homes, in our houses, to move into a new home, a brand new home. Ki oz b'Shmini Atzeres choizrim v'nechnosim me'asuk alotoy habayi shalom. Because on Shmini Atzeres, Rav Nosson Zal was writing this in Chutz Loretz. Rav Nosson Zal lived in Ukraine. So he's speaking about Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah as if it's on two different days, you know, as it was celebrated in Chutz Loretz. For us in Eretz Yisrael, Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah is one day. But in any case, it's the same concepts. So Rav Nosson Zal says, on Shmini Atzeres, we return from the Sukkah into our home. And by doing that, we're making a whole new beginning of the holiness of the spirituality in our homes. Al yedei shiyotzono mitoch habayis, by the fact that we left our homes, v'nichnasnu l'sukkah, we went into the sukkah, sheshom shoresh kedushas habayis. The sukkah is the source of the holiness of our homes, shehu kedushas ha-Torah, which is the Torah. Shemascheles bebeis, which starts from the letter beis. Rabbeinu Zal in Likut Imran in one place brings that the sukkah is the Torah. Because sukkah is bina. It's brought that bina is called imo de mesacheches al benon, the mother who covers over, like schach, de mesacheches al benon. So sukkah is bina, and the Torah comes from bina also. So again, when a person is going into the sukkah, they're connecting with the entire Torah, not just the Torah, but the source of where the Torah comes from. Umishom onu mamshichin kedushas habayis mechodosh, and it's from the sukkah that we inject a whole new holiness into our homes. Ve'oz achar yemei sukkah. And therefore, after Sukkot, we enter into our homes brand new, like I'm coming into a new house. On that same day, Shmini Atzeres, which is when we start the Torah anew. That's when we start from Bereishis again. We start anew, Bebeis de Bereishis. Where does the Torah start from? That capital B, that capital Beis of Bereishis, which is Bayis, showing us that connection between starting the Torah anew and starting our home anew, making a whole new beginning with our homes. Ki hakol echod kanal, because it's all connected. This is all one. The our homes and the Torah, it's all one. V'yalidei kedushas sasuka hakdoisho, onu mamshich maleinu koyach kedusho elyoina, and through, by experiencing the holiness of the sukkah, we draw upon ourselves a high level of holiness. Shegam bechol ashana kula, bechol eis, sheyotze miabayis lachutz, so that throughout the year, any time that we will leave our home and go outside, hein lefi shokala, whether it's for 15 minutes to go buy a bottle of milk or anything, hein kishyotzen bezederech mamish, or when a person is actually leaving their home to go on a trip, whether it's koroiv, he's traveling to someplace that's pretty close by, oirochoik, where the person is traveling to a distant place, thousands of miles away, where they're going to be there for a few weeks or for a few months or for a few years, she'oz yogen oleinu kedusha sasuka. When we're outside of our homes, what's going to protect us? The holiness of the sukkah is going to protect us. Just like when we initiated our homes, every year when we initiate the home from new, how do we do it? By going into the sukkah and plugging into that divine light, that very high level light that's found in the sukkah. So too, every time we're going to leave our homes throughout the year, throughout the coming year, we're also going to be connecting to that light of the sukkah, that very high light of the sukkah, which protects us. Shehi b'chinas anane kovoid. The sukkah is those holy clouds. Heigenu al Yisrael, which protected the Jewish people, be'ez shaholchu baderach bamidbar, throughout the time that we were traveling in the desert. So we see again, during those travels, during the 40 years of travel, what was the protection of Klal Yisrael? When we were not in a bayis, we weren't in a real home, what protected us? The Anani HaKovoid, those clouds. The Anani HaKovoid are the sukkah. When we make a sukkah, the sukkah represents those Anani HaKovoid. Shayidei zeh yiyah haderech vahatiltul sheyotzen chutz miabayis lefomim yiyah hakoy letoiva. It's this connection to the sukkah that ensures us that the road and the traveling and all this, the difficulties we're going to go through on our trip, we're going to be away from home, that it's all going to be to our benefit. Ki b'chol pam tzrichen lechadesh daito yomoichoi, because a Jew always has to be renewing his brain, renewing his thinking. Shehu b'chinas hischatshus kedushas beisoi, which is synonymous with renewing the holiness of one's home. Because again, we learned earlier that the home is chachma, b'chachma yibone bayis. Sheshom hamshochas hachachma kanal. The house, one's home, is the place where they draw chachma. They sit and learn, and they daven, they have shiurim. Ki ze ikar ma shehashem yisborach mesavevim hodom kamal golios v'tiltulim. Because this is the main reason why Hashem makes a person go through all kinds of exiles and travels. Lidrochim, the person has to travel, he has to go out to work, he has to get on a bus, get on a train, get on a bicycle, get in a car. Or some people have to get on a plane. Shemuchruch lotzeis chutz mi beisoi, whereby the person has to go outside of their home. Ki ikar kedusha sa'odom betoich beisoi. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, the main holiness of a person, the main stable, solid kesher with Hashem for a person is besoich beisoi, in his home. Kumay shekosov, as the pasuk says, kiseferes odom lo sheves boyis, like the beauty of a person who is living at home, who is staying at home. Uchsiv, and the pasuk says, ashrei yoishvei veisecho, fortunate are those people who stay at home. ועל כל זה, ועל כל, וזה כל שבח יעקב אבינו. And this was the praise, the major praise that the Torah praises Yaakov Avinu, Shehoyo Ish Tom Yoishev Oyelim. He was a simple person who stayed at home. He stayed inside, in the tents, in his own personal tent, in the tent of Torah. Hepech Esav, the opposite of Esav Horosho, Shehoyo Yodei Atzayid, who was a hunter, Ish Sodeh, who was always away from home, outside, didn't know what a home was, in the fields. Sheshom basode bachutz kol hakilkolim vapegomim metsuyim. Because it's over there, in the fields, outside, that's where all kinds of mistakes and all kinds of sins are most prevalent, are most natural. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says in last week's Parsha, ki basode metso'o, that the man found the woman in the field. He found her out there, alone, outside, bachutz. Bechinas noifel basode. Or we have another pasuk that speaks about a person falling dead in outside, in the field, in the forest. Avol af al pikein. So we see that the main place of a person's holiness and of their stability in Yiddishkeit is at home. Aval afal pikein, however, despite that, afilu ish ha-yisraeli shumisitra de Yaakov, even a Jew who is coming from Yaakov Avinu, sho yitzorech leishev beveso v'holoi tomit, who had to remain at home in his house, in his tent, all the time, sheshom ikra gdusha, and that was the place of the main holiness, afal pikein, behechrech sheyetze lechutz lefomim, even though that's the main place of holiness and stability, still, every single human being must go out of the home, go away from home at times. V'hakoil letoiva, and it's all for the person's benefit. Bishvil hischachus, so that when the person comes back into the house, it's new. Bebchinas, as the Zohar Kodesh says, zako manda'ayel v'nofik. Fortunate is the person who goes out and comes back and returns. Shezeo bechinas klal hayeridois v'ho'aliois. This is the concept of the ups and downs, shel kol echad miYisrael, which each and every Jew has. Ki hayerido b'shvil ho'aliyah. Because we know the reason why a person goes down is in order to experience a high, to go up. Bechinas yerido tachles ho'aliyah. Aval kol ze tolui, but oh, so Rav Nosson Zal is telling us what goes on. What goes on at home, what goes on when a person leaves home, what goes on when they come back. Aval kol ze tolui be'emuna shleima. However, all of this is dependent on complete faith, al yedei hiskarvus letzadikim amitim, which one acquires by coming close to the true tzadikim, Sheyesh lahem ruach nevuah, who possess this prophecy, this Holy Spirit, shemamshichin emunas chidish oilam al kol echod b'shleimus b'chol yom echodesh. And therefore they have the ability to inject into every single person faith in the renewal of the world. Each and every single day, to have that person renew themselves in that faith. Ad shezoichen lahamshech al atzmo yiknushas chidesh olam shaloset b'chol yoyim, to the point where the person has the ability of drawing upon themselves a taste of the holiness of the new world to come in the future, even now. A person has the ability to be able to experience that even now, while we're in Golus. Ki tzrichen leida ulahamin, because a person, a Jew, must realize and believe shekol ma she'ivra al hodom b'chol yoyim u'v'chol eis u'v'chol shoh, that everything that a person goes through at all times, hakol chidushim nifloim shel ha'boyer ha'yochid akad mi'yisboruch, it's all new things that Hashem has put forth. Shechidesh oylomoy yesh me'ayin hamuchlat, the Hashem who created the world knew something from total nothingness. Bishvil Hodam, and Hashem created all Hashem created all of this for the sake of man, Habal Bchiro, who has free choice, Kedei Sheyizke Leroiv Tuv Hatzofun Shel Chiddush El Nosim, so that we would be zoche to the incredible goodness that we're going to experience in that new world to come, in the future. V'al Kein Oiver Olav Mashoiver, and it's because of this that all of us go through what we go through. Kefi Hodom U'Kefi Ayoyim U'Kefi Amokoyim. Each and every single person, based on what they're going through, within each and every single time frame, and within each and every place. V'hakoyl b'shvil b'chinas hischatches hanal. And all of it is so that the person can renew themselves. U'mi she'enoy noyfe l'idei zikno v'yoshin noyshen chas v'sholom kanal. And a person who does not allow themselves to fall into that aging, that rustiness, that deep sleep, the person has the ability to renew themselves at all times, brand new, for their benefit. No matter what the person goes through, no matter how many failures the person has. But the most important prerequisite is coming close to true tzaddikim and their holy sforim, whereby these tzaddikim are zeche to renew themselves completely every single day by drawing from the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. And this is what we say in Kriya Shema, b'shivtecho b'veisecho uvelechtecho v'aderech. Ki behechrich sheyetze, that to study the Torah when we're sitting at home and when we're traveling. Uvelechtecho v'aderech. Ki behechrich sheyetze odom en abayis shesham kol kedushasoi. Because a person must leave the house, they must leave their home, which is the center of holiness for that person. U'kishayotze min habayis, when the person goes out of the house, tzorech shiyaniach yodoy al hamezuzah, the person has to place his hand upon the mezuzah. Lahamshech al atzmoy kedushas hamezuzah akdoisha, in order to draw upon himself the holiness that's shining from that mezuzah, Shehi Kedusha Soemunak Doisha. What holiness is that? That's pure faith in Hashem, in the Torah, and in Mitzvahs. Lahamshich al atzmoy gam bachutz, to be able to draw it upon himself, even when he's going to be outside. Kol zman hayoyse bachutz. For whatever length of time he's going to be out of the home. Hein lefisho, whether it's for a short moment, Hein be'eze derech mamish, or if he's going to actually make a long trip that'll take a few days, a few weeks. Ve'oz baderech she'ein boy mezuzah, and during the time that the person is going to be traveling in a car, in a wagon, whatever it is, there's no mezuzah on the car door or on the wagon. Mamshech al atzmoy kedusha su'emuna al yidei b'chinas sukkah. The person is able to draw upon himself emuna through the aspect of sukkah. Shehu shoyresh kedushas habayis, which is the source from which our homes draw their kedusha. Shemegino al haodom badera fekanal. And it's that holiness that protects the person while he's traveling, while he's in transit. So Rav Nosson Zal is speaking about two things here that are protecting the person. One is the sukkah, because we had learned earlier that the house itself draws its holiness from the sukkah. Because the sukkah is the anane hakovoid, and it's from the anane hakovoid that ruach hakodesh comes, ruach nevuah, the holiness of Eretz Yisrael comes from those. Because as we learned earlier, the holiest place in Eretz Yisrael was Yerushalayim. The holiest place in Yerushalayim was the Beis Hamikdash. The holiest place in the Beis Hamikdash was the Holy of Holies, where you had the Ark, the Oroin. On top of the Oroin was the Kapoiris. on top of the kapoiris was the cloud, that holy cloud. It's via the cloud, from the cloud Hashem shone into the Beis HaMikdash. So that the clouds represent the source of the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. The holiest place of Eretz Yisrael, the prophecy, was heard in the Holy of Holies, but it came from the Onon, like how we quoted the pasuk earlier, Ki be'onon erel hakapoiris. So that the cloud is the source from which the Holy of Holies and the Beis HaMikdash and Eretz Yisrael are drawing their Kedusha, which is what we bring into our homes through the mezuzah. Remember, we learned earlier, the mezuzah has in it the Shema Yisrael, which is Emuna, which is Eretz Yisrael, and the mezuzah has in it the Vehoyim Shemoya, which corresponds to the Ten Commandments. So the mezuzah is a composite of the entire Torah. And when we put the mezuzah on the house, it's through the mezuzah that we bring Eretz Yisrael into our homes. And therefore, when a person leaves the home, when they place the hand on the mezuzah and they kiss the hand, by doing that, a person is connecting to that holiness of mezuzah that's going to accompany him throughout the whole time that he's going to be outside the home. And in addition, he's connecting himself to the holiness of sukkah, because sukkah is outside the home. That's what it is. So when I leave my home, I'm drawing on my kesher to the sukkah, those 7 days of sukkahs, when I connected completely to the sukkah, that kesher was not just for then, but it was for the entire year. Whenever I would be leaving home, I have this connection, this affiliation with the mezuzah and with the sukkah that protects me throughout all my travels, all the times that I have to be outside the bayis. The oz, and when a person has this connection to the mezuzah, to the sukkah, zoicha al yedei haderech daiko lechadei shmoichoi. Then, from the trip that the person takes, by the person leaving their house, which is a yerida, they're zoicha to a major aliyah. They're zoicha to his chachus, to renew his brain. People say, I have to get away. People who work or learn otam, they know there's this concept, I have to get away. You have to get away for. You have a house. Get away into your apartment. That's the best getaway of all. You got a fridge. You got all your conveniences, all your appliances, all your own bed and everything. And yet people know they have to get away. I have to go away for a few days. What do you have to go away for? The answer is, this is the answer, for his chachus. Because when a person is staying in the same place day after day, only a very great tzaddik has the ability to see it new every single day. That his refrigerator is a brand new refrigerator. It's not yesterday's, it's a brand new refrigerator. And his bed is a brand new bed. But people who aren't on that madrega, when they leave home for a day or two, and then they come back to the house, it's new. It's not boring. It's, oh, I'm so happy to be back to my own bed. Bring your own bed. Your own bed before. Why do you have to leave to begin with? What do you have to go on vacation for if your own bed is so great? No. By going away and coming back, that's when I appreciate my own bed much more, because there's a ischachus. It's new. L'chadesh moichai shukdushas beisloi aydei zeh daika. He renews his moyach, which is the holiness of his house, b'chochmo yibon ebayis, through the trip, through the going away. Ki zeh klal. Rav Nosson Zal says this is a very important rule in Yiddishkeit. Shetainug tmidi einoi tainug. A constant pleasure is no pleasure. If a person is eating ice cream, vanilla ice cream, for breakfast, lunch, and supper for a few weeks in a row, most people are going to fall out of vanilla ice cream. Al kein, therefore, his chachus samoichin, renewing the brain requires going to sleep first, which is shutting down the brain, shehu bechinas masa umatan, which Rabbeinu Zal says in Likutei Moran that one form of going to sleep is going out to work. A person who, when they're learning, they have their whole mind in the learning, they're learning high intensity, when they want to take a break from learning, what do? They go out to work. Masa umatan be'emunah. Bechinas yitzia l'derech, this concept of going out on the road, going out of the bias.